You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moresureword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moresureword.com. That's www.moresureword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus. We're in Jeremiah 30. Most people are totally oblivious to the fact that it's not if we get hauled into these kangaroo courts of the Antichrist world government, but it's just a matter of when. And that we need to know that we've got a direct command of God to say nothing. Never say anything to any law enforcement officer. The only time that a person should ever speak is when they are in the court, because anything that anyone ever says to a law enforcement officer can in no way ever help them. It cannot help them. It can only be used against them. And it is a command of God to do like Jesus did. You remember when he was hauled before Pilate, he kept silent. And the same when he was hauled before the priests. It was only to say what was necessary to fulfill the scriptures. We need to follow that example, and it's a very important thing. It's part of God's package of preservation of his people in this time. Don't like to dwell on those things, but it's very important to know those sorts of things. Jeremiah chapter 30, the word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord. God is speaking to us. And this is the main thing we always need to see. And first of all, we want to see if God is giving us some reproof, some correction that we need. And then we also have to understand that this is the Word of God. It is written outside of linear time, and it has a particular application for us in this time. All these things were written for our admonition. And we have to receive it as though God is speaking to us for this time now. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, thus speaketh the Lord God of Israel, saying, write thee all the words that I have spoken unto thee in a book. For lo, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord, and I will cause them to return to the land that I gave their fathers, and they shall possess it. We have witnessed this. We have watched this. We have been privileged to watch this. And these are the words that the Lord spake concerning Israel and concerning Judah. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. How perfectly that fits our time today. For thus saith the Lord, we have heard a voice of trembling, of fear, and not of peace. Ask ye now, and see whether a man doth travail with child. Wherefore do you see every man with his hands on his loins as a woman in travail, and all faces are turned into paleness? Alas! for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. We are in the time of Jacob's trouble. I think we should recognize it. If we know what God has said, we should recognize that 100% of the people are left behind. 100% of people have missed the fabled pre-trib La La Land rapture ride. And I think we should recognize that we are in the time of Jacob's trouble. We also should recognize that the direct way to the blessing, the shortest distance between two points is a straight line, and the straight line to the blessings of the God of Jacob is to find a way to bless Jacob in this time of Jacob's trouble. And God promises that Jacob is going to be saved out of this. When all the smoke clears, Israel will still be standing. It's so impossible, and yet he that keepeth Israel neither slumbers nor sleeps. God will again choose Jerusalem, and he will protect his people. He will yet be glorified to protect his people. For it shall come to pass in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, that I will break his yoke from off thy neck, and will burst thy bonds, and strangers shall no more serve themselves of him. You look at the United Nations, and they're united to condemn Israel. The United Nations are united to destroy Israel. And we, if we're born again, we're identified as part of Israel. Truly, that's what being born again really means. And we need to get this Passover season right, because it's an invitation from God to his people, not to the world. It's an invitation from God to his people to be born again again. But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. This is one of the bright things that we have to look forward to, I think, this year, that God will remove the veil from the eyes of our Jewish brethren soon to be. Unto this day, it says in 2 Corinthians 3:14-16, unto this day, when Moses is preached, there remaineth a veil untaken away at the preaching of Moses. Nevertheless, when it shall turn to the Lord, that veil is going to be removed. And so many rabbis and yeshiva students in Israel today already know Yeshua as Messiah. They are filled with the Holy Spirit. They're spending all their time in the New Testament, and yet they can't even tell their wives about knowing and having intimate fellowship with the Messiah, Yeshua. But I look forward to that happening this year. But they shall serve the Lord their God. How can anyone serve the Lord their God without knowing the Messiah? But they shall serve the Lord their God and David their king, whom I will raise up unto them. This is what Israel needs. They need godly leadership, not Illuminati, Satanist, CFR-controlled Antichrist leadership. They need godly leadership, like King David. And therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee from afar, and thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return and be in rest and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Now, of all the places on earth, there is no more fearful place than Israel today. Syria has thousands of VX nerve gas rockets ready to fire. Iran has shipped so many big missiles to Hezbollah in Lebanon. And the UN peacekeeping forces are like the fox guarding the hen house. Plus, Iran has supplied so many weapons to Hamas. And then you've got Egypt sitting there waiting to see how it goes. Egypt's strength is to sit still But Israel, in the first 2 minutes of a Syrian offensive, knows they will lose over 200,000 people. So Israel has been pressed against the wall. They are pressed and cornered. This next war, they know there's no real choice but to fulfill this burden of Damascus that Isaiah was given to record in the first verse of chapter 17. The burden of Damascus. Behold, Damascus will cease to be a city. It will be left nothing but a ruinous heap. No place on earth is in such a fearful position right now. And yet God says, therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord. And this is to all of us. It is a choice. We truly have a choice to make. Either we will choose faith, or all we're going to be left with is fear. And therefore, fear thou not, O my servant Jacob, saith the Lord, neither be dismayed, O Israel, for lo, I will save thee, God said so, from afar. And thy seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be in rest, and be quiet, and none shall make him afraid. Only God can do that, but he will do it, because whatever he says he will do, we know he will do. For I am, that's Yeshua. For I am that I am. It is Yeshua who is the I am, who spoke to Moses, who walked, and even had a dinner with his friend Abraham. For I am with thee, saith the Lord, to save thee. Though I make a full end of all nations, whither I have scattered thee, yet will I not make a full end of thee, but I will correct thee in measure, and will not leave thee altogether unpunished. Wherever the Jews are in this world, they need to get back to Israel. Even though Israel seems to be in the greatest peril of any place on earth, God is going to protect them. God is going to be glorified to give them victory, just like he gave them victory in the Six-Day War. And anyone who has any Jew hatred, they're not saved. There is no way anyone could be saved and not have the Holy Spirit put a love for Israel and the Jewish people and an identification as part of that family of God. It happens as part of the package when Jesus baptizes us with the Holy Spirit. For thus saith the Lord, thy bruise is incurable, and thy wound is grievous. There is none to plead thy cause, and that's where Israel is today. The United Nations are united against Israel. There is none to plead thy cause. And now we have Barack Hussein, Mohammed, Obama in the White House. There is none to plead thy cause. Literally giving intelligence information to Syria as we speak. There is none to plead thy cause, that thou mayest be bound up. Thou hast no healing medicines. All thy lovers have forgotten thee. They seek thee not. For I have wounded thee with the wound of an enemy, with the chastisement of a cruel one, for the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased. Why criest thou for thine affliction? Thy sorrow is incurable. For the multitude of thine iniquity, because thy sins were increased, I have done these things unto thee. And therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. I want to say this again. God is not finished with Israel. When all the smoke clears, Israel will remain standing. And God is going to be glorified to deliver them. And anyone who comes against Israel is touching the apple of God's eye. Therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured. All those who seek to cut up Jerusalem and give Jerusalem and the mountains of Israel, Judea and Samaria to the Allah, moon god of the Muslims. Allah is not God. Everybody knows that. Even the Muslims know that in their heart of hearts. Allah is Lucifer, Satan, the devil. And therefore, all they that devour thee shall be devoured, and all thine adversaries, every one of them, shall go into captivity. And they that spoil thee shall be a spoil. And all they that prey upon thee will I give for a prey. God said so. You come against Israel and the Jewish people. You fail to identify as part of Israel and seek to be a God pleaser. You come against Israel. You will be destroyed by the God of Israel. It's just that simple. For I will restore health unto thee. And I will heal thee of thy wounds, saith the Lord. Because they called thee an outcast, saying, This is Zion, whom no man seeketh after. Isn't that amazing? What a description of our time today. Thus saith the Lord, Behold, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents, and have mercy on his dwelling places. If you want to be godly, you will have mercy on the Jewish nation and the state of Israel as well. You'll identify as part of it. Thus saith the Lord. God said so. Behold, look, I will bring again the captivity of Jacob's tents and have mercy on his dwelling places, and the city shall be builded upon her own heap, and the palace shall remain after the manner thereof. And out of them shall proceed thanksgiving, and the voice of them that make merry, and I will multiply them, and they shall not be few. I will also glorify them, and they shall not be small. The word of God does not change. It is forever settled in heaven. Woe unto any of those who do not hear this word of God in this time. Their children also shall be as aforetime. And their congregation shall be established before me, and I will punish all that oppress them. How satanic is this religion of Islam? How satanic is this disease of humanity called Jew hatred? Irrational, and it goes directly against what God says. And I will punish all that oppress them. God said so. And their nobles shall be of themselves, and their governor shall proceed from the midst of them. And I will cause him to draw near, and he shall approach unto me. For who is this that engaged his heart to approach unto me, saith the Lord? And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. The only true God identified himself as the God of Israel. Any God who cannot make that claim of being the God of Israel cannot possibly be the true God. And ye shall be my people, and I will be your God. Behold, the whirlwind of the Lord goeth forth with fury, a continuing whirlwind. It shall fall with pain upon the head of the wicked. The fierce anger of the Lord shall not return until he have done it, and until he have performed the intents of his heart. In the latter days you shall consider it. Woe unto anybody who is not considering these things in these latter days. In the latter days you shall consider it. At the same time, saith the Lord, I will be the God of all the families of Israel, and they shall be my people. Thus saith the Lord, the people which were left of the sword found grace in the wilderness, even Israel, when I went to cause him to rest. The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love. You're going to make God a liar and say he's done with the Jewish people? The Lord hath appeared of old unto me, saying, Yea, I have loved thee with an everlasting love, and therefore with loving kindness have I drawn thee. Again I will build thee. And thou shalt be built, O Virgin of Israel. Thou shalt again be adorned with tabrets, and shalt go forth in the dances of them that make merry. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The Antichrist nations of this world want to give Samaria and Judea to Satan's people, to the largest religion of Satan on earth, to the moon god, Satan. Thou shalt yet plant vines upon the mountains of Samaria. The planter shall plant, and they shall eat them as common things. For there shall be a day that the watchman upon the Mount of Ephraim shall cry, Arise ye, let us go up to Zion unto the Lord our God. For thus saith the Lord, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. That is a prayer God will hear. We need to pray Psalm 83 every day. For thus saith the Lord, Sing with gladness for Jacob, and shout among the chief of the nations, Publish ye, praise ye, and say, O Lord, save thy people, the remnant of Israel. Behold, I will bring them from the north. I will bring them from the north country. We have watched this. And gather them from the coasts of the earth. And with them the blind and the lame, the woman with the child, and her that travaileth with child together, a great company shall return thither. They shall come with weeping, and with supplication will I lead them. I will cause them to walk by the rivers of water in a straight way, wherein they shall not stumble. For I am a father to Israel, and Ephraim is my firstborn. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations. And every nation better hear this, but they won't. They should. But the people of the nations can hear. And all of us need to hear this word of the Lord. O ye nations, hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations, and declare it in the isles afar off, and say, He that scattereth Israel will gather him, and keep him, as a shepherd doth his flock. For the Lord hath redeemed Jacob, and ransomed him from the hand of him that was stronger than he. And therefore they shall come and sing in the height of Zion, and shall flow together to the goodness of the Lord. For wheat and for wine and for oil and for the young of the flock and for the herd, and their soul shall be as a watered garden, and they shall not sorrow any more at all. Then shall the virgin rejoice in the dance, both young men and old together. For I will turn their mourning into joy, and I will comfort them, and make them rejoice from their sorrow. And I will satiate the soul of the priests with fatness, and my people shall be satisfied with my goodness, saith the Lord. God said so. Thus saith the Lord. A voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation, and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children, because they were none. And of course, this had a literal fulfillment when Messiah was born in Bethlehem. Born in Bethlehem. Any Messiah that is not born in Bethlehem cannot possibly be the Messiah. That eliminates a lot of pretenders. Bethlehem Ephrathah, though thou be least among the cities of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting. The one born in Bethlehem is the same I am, who gave Torah to Moses. The same friend of Abraham, born in Bethlehem. But when Messiah was born, King Herod killed all the children of Bethlehem, 2 years old and younger. Thus saith the Lord, a voice was heard in Ramah, lamentation and bitter weeping. Rachel, weeping for her children, refused to be comforted for her children because they were not. Thus saith the Lord, refrain thy voice from weeping, and thine eyes from tears, for thy work shall be rewarded, saith the Lord, and they shall come again from the land of the enemy. And there is hope in thine end, saith the Lord, that thy children shall come again to their own border. I have surely heard Ephraim bemoaning himself thus, thou hast chastised me, and I was chastened, as a bullock unaccustomed to the yoke. Turn thou me, and I shall be turned. For thou art the Lord my God. Surely after that I was turned, I repented. And after that, I was instructed. I smote upon my thigh. I was ashamed, yea, even confounded, because I did bear the reproach of my youth. Is Ephraim my dear son? Is he a pleasant child? For since I spake against him, I do earnestly remember him still. And therefore my bowels are troubled for him, and I will surely have mercy upon him, saith the Lord. God said so, and it's just as certain as anything else God said. Set thee up waymarks. Mark thee high heaps. Set thine heart toward the highway, even the way which thou wentest. Turn again, O Virgin of Israel. Turn again to these thy cities. How long wilt thou go about, O thou backsliding daughter? For the Lord hath created a new thing in the earth. A woman shall compass a man. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, as yet they shall use this speech in the land of Judah and in the cities thereof, when I shall bring again their captivity. The Lord bless thee, O inhabitant of justice and mountain of holiness. And there shall dwell in Judah itself, and in all the cities thereof together, husbandmen and they that go forth with flocks. For I have satiated the weary soul, and I have replenished every sorrowful soul. Upon this I awaked and beheld, and my sleep was sweet unto me. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will sow the house of Israel and the house of Judah with the seed of man and with the seed of beast. And it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith the Lord. In those days they shall say no more, the fathers have eaten a sour grape, and the children's teeth are set on edge. But every one shall die for his own iniquity, and every man that eateth the sour grape, his teeth shall be set on edge. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah. Hallelujah. And we have this wonderful new covenant with a better priesthood and better promises. There was nothing in the law of Moses that could deal with the willful sin. Study the law, you'll see it as close as you could get. Is Yom Kippur, the sacrifices on Yom Kippur. That's as close as you could get. But now, we have a better priesthood with better promises and certainly a better cleansing. The laws of cleansing under the Levitical priesthood have been replaced with the new covenant of the Melchizedek, the King of Righteousness priesthood, an everlasting priesthood. And what the Old Covenant could not do. Not that there was a problem with the Old Covenant. No, there wasn't. The fault was found with the heart of the people. But now, when we see what Messiah has done, that heart trouble we're all born with can be healed. And now we have the New Covenant with the King of Righteousness, Melchizedek, the everlasting priesthood of Jesus, the only priest. The only priesthood should ever stand between you and God as your Father. Any other priest who would presume to place himself between you and God is Antichrist. There is one mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. And we have the new covenant. And it is a glorious thing because it can purge to the cleansing of the conscience. And nothing but the great Melchizedek priesthood can do that. The priesthood of Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was an husband unto them, saith the Lord. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my law in their inward parts. I will write it in their hearts and will be their God, and they shall be my people. Either you're in Christ as part of Israel, or you're in trouble. You're going to get what you deserve. And they shall be my people, called Israel. What a privilege we have discerning them ourselves with God's great and holy name that he got himself in the earth when he identified himself with his people. And they shall teach no more every man his neighbor and every man his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me. Hallelujah. From the least of them to the greatest of them, saith the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sins no more. Hallelujah. God said so. I hope you can receive that in your soul and spirit. Thus saith the Lord, which giveth the sun for a light by day, and for the ordinances of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar. The Lord of hosts is his name. If these ordinances depart from before me, saith the Lord, then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever. Thus saith the Lord, if heaven above can be measured and the foundations of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith the Lord. Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the city shall be built to the Lord, from the tower of Hananel unto the gate of the corner. And the measuring line shall yet go forth over against it upon the hill of Gareb, and shall compass about to Goad. And the whole valley of dead bodies and of the ashes and of all the fields unto the brook of Kidron, unto the corner of the horse gate toward the east, shall be holy unto the Lord. It shall not be plucked up nor thrown down any more forever. This insanity of the peace and safety plan to give the mountains of Israel over to Lucifer, the god of Islam, to the Allah god Satan, it shall not stand. The word that came to Jeremiah from the Lord, thus saith the Lord, Jeremiah told the truth of God, and they called him a traitor. You're listening to the Great Joy in Great Tribulation Internet Radio Network, and this is your host, Jim Searcy, reminding you that the King is coming. The Great Joy in Great Tribulation website is located at www.moreshoreword.com. That's all one word, all small letters, www.moreshureword.com. That's www.moreshoreword.com. On that website, you'll find many things to help the saints scattered abroad build up their most holy faith and prepare to endure to the end of this 42-month Antichrist war on the saints. Once again, this is Jim Searcy reminding you that the King is coming. And our King said, when we see these things come to pass, that we are to look up and know that our redemption draweth nigh. Only be very strong and of good courage. Stay in the Word. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Yeshua. Praise the Lord Jesus.